Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and I'm so happy to tell you about a brand new feature, brand new weekly feature we have on the program. It's called Still a Hero, powered by USAA. It's fantastic stories, stories about people who have served in the military and came back and are serving and doing incredible things in their communities. Still a Hero, debuting on the National Defense. Hey, Chris Ford from USAA is joining us today. He's a corporate impact principal leading Face the Fight, which I cannot wait to tell you about. And in this role, he guides strategic planning, fundraising, operational oversight, and external relations to ensure Face the Fight's long-term sustainability and impact. Join USAA in 2024, 20-year Air Force combat-tested veteran, and he's here with us on Still a Hero. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, Randy. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, it's great to meet you, man. Thank you so much for your service. And the first question I always love to ask, because we always get some great answers, what prompted you to join the military?
That's a great question. I raised my hand to serve, I think, mostly because of influences from male role models in my life. My parents divorced when I was young, raised by a single mom, but my lacrosse coach and my neighbor were both majors in the Army Reserve, and they were really big influences in my life and role models of what serving our country looks like. It didn't hurt that the Niagara Falls Air Base air show flew over my house every summer when they showed up in town, so I was really enamored by the Thunderbirds and and all that they did. So, you know, I felt it was a pathway for me to do something bigger than myself.
You know, there was just a gigantic air show in Miami, Florida, and I was talking to the organizers, and they said that's one of the biggest reasons they do the air show and one of the biggest impacts are these kids that come through, and they get to see the equipment and the planes and meet the pilots, and a lot of them end up serving. So I see exactly what you're talking about. Talk about your military career a little bit. 20 years, huh?
Yeah, it was great. It was such an honor to wear the uniform for 20 years. I was lucky to leave high school and go to the United States Air Force Academy and straight into service as a commissioned second lieutenant. I was a security forces officer for most of those years. I had opportunities to do many other things. I was a legislative liaison. I was a contingency war planner, a lot of outsized experiences for my young career, which were just really formative for me. It was great. We served all over the country. We moved about every other year for about 20 years, dragging my family along, but it was a great experience, and I had the opportunity to go to 3 combat zones and deployments during my time as well. So wow. No regrets. I would do it again if I was younger. It was really an amazing experience for us.
And Bronze Star recipient, and I mean, just a special life of service. So thank you so much. What was your transition like when you got out?
Well, you know, it was better than most, I would say, but not awesome. I think I had someone recently remind me that the military transition experience, the burden of that experience is put on the shoulders of the transitioning veteran, who is the least qualified person to navigate their own transition. So mm-hmm. That resonated with me. Mm-hmm. You know, again, I went straight into the Air Force out of high school to the Air Force Academy and served for 20 years. I didn't do adulting until I was like 42.
Right, right.
I had never done a resume, an interview, any of those things. So it wasn't smooth for sure. I was fortunate that I was at the Pentagon when I retired, and we made an intentional decision to retire. I was right at 20 years. I was selected to go to Army War College. I was likely getting promoted to full colonel. But we said, I think we've done enough. Like, another 6 years of paying back all those service obligations was probably more than we wanted to continue. And at that time, my last tour, I was doing community integration for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. So I was really getting my first insights into what civil society looked like and how those communities were supporting veterans and their families as they transitioned back into society. And it was really fascinating to me. So we made the decision that I wanted to get out and continue to serve, no longer in uniform or as a civilian GS employee, if you will, within the Department of Defense, but do something more in the community. And so my first role out of uniform, I went to a major notable nonprofit to serve as a legislative director because of my prior legislative experience. And I was fired in my first 5 months. I was shocked.
I have heard that story so many times.
Yeah, it was shocking to me. It was eye opening to realize that, hey, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Right.
It was, you know, mission aligned, but the culture was different, and I didn't understand the nuances of private business culture compared to the military uniform. I had spent 20 years with a very strong reputation of credibility, of challenging peers and advising seniors to think differently, and my advice was well received. In this new setting, it wasn't as welcomed. So I found myself looking for a job pretty quickly. Thankfully, because of my last role on the joint staff work doing community integration, I had already built a business plan for a national association supporting the veteran and military nonprofit community. At the time, there were 48,000 nonprofits focused on this community, but there was no trade association for those doing the good work to help them find best practices and find resources and upskill. So when I was let go from that position, that became my full-time job, was to take that business plan off the shelf and make it into a real thing, and I did that. So by the end of my first year out of uniform, we had launched this national association serving the community, and boy, I learned a lot through that exercise, having never started or led a business before, but we were successful. We did that for about 4 years and scaled that up, and it was eventually acquired by another nonprofit to sustain, and then I transitioned over to be the CEO of another nonprofit called Stop Soldier Suicide.
Wow.
So it was a little tumultuous for a minute there, but all in all, very fortunate to have the experiences we had.
Chris, what's the best way for people to find out more about Face the Fight?
Absolutely. It's very easy. You can go to wefacethefight.org and you can see all the great things that we're doing there. You can find ways to plug into training. Again, I think every American has an opportunity and maybe even an obligation to be the front line, eyes and ears, looking out for neighbors, friends, and loved ones to see if they're okay, and if not, connect them to resources. You can find a lot of those resources on wefacethefight.org. And I think you can also lean into the cause, get trained, get smarter. look out for your neighbors, right? Take active steps. Spread the word. We're on social media, obviously. Spread the word. Let others know about the importance of this movement, because we cannot do it alone. That's why we've built a coalition of more than 300 organizations. And I would invite every American to be part of that fight and help us really create a new future. And honestly, while we're focused on veteran suicide as our primary focus, I think what we're doing here could inform a broader strategy. And I'd love to see a day where we aspire to remove suicide as a normative condition in the human experience across our planet. So we would invite everybody to be involved.
Well, thank you so much for the information. Thank you for the time. And Chris Ford, you are still a hero. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit reddingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Jared!
Randy, so good to talk to you.
Listen, I don't care who offers me an interview with you. I will always take it.
I'm not talking to you, Randy.
Yeah, it's so good. Welcome into the National Defense. Back with us is our buddy Jared Freed. Oh, my gosh. It's so good to talk to you, Jared. He's got his new book out, too, Walking Red Flag, the dating advice book. And it's out today, right, Jared?
Randy, I only go to one place when my book comes out, and it's straight to you.
Yes!
On the picture we talked. It is out today. It is like my birthday morning. The book is out. It's a dating advice book. I know, you know, we have a military around the world listening right now. This is the perfect book to read if you're single, if you're out there, if you're on the dating apps and you want to get inside the mind. If you're a man that wants to feel seen and heard, all of my insecurities are on the page, all my vulnerabilities, and that's meant to make single men feel better and have kind of words that are put to their emotions. And if you're a woman, you're going to hear what a guy is thinking. That's what you've been wanting forever. All women ask me, what are you thinking? What are you? I'm going to say it right to you in the book. And it's the book takes you from getting dumped to getting dumped again, and it's going to make you laugh every page.
That's
that is
so
the promise. I don't make promises I can't keep, Randy. You know
I know that. We're talking to Jared Free here, the National Defense, the book Walking Red Flag is out today. And this is, you talk about your birthday. This is like my birthday. I've been waiting for this book to come out every single day. It's finally here because I remember this kind of anticipation in my mind when I was waiting on the Bible to come out. And so this is... it's the same kind of thing. It's the same kind of thing, Jared. It's like
Randy, I'm trying to get ahead of the Bible on Amazon. So thank you for mentioning it. That's the goal. The goal is to be a bigger seller than the Bible. That has always been the goal.
Sure,
I outsell the Bible. My life will be complete. So I'm asking everyone, please help me outsell the Bible. That's all I care about. This, because this is going to be your dating Bible.
Yeah,
that's
thank
what
you.
It's all about.
Thank you. Yes.
It's
well,
going to make you're going to be a more confident dater. If you read this book or listen to it, you know, Randy, listen to my voice. You ready?
Yes.
Me, 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 me. That's the beautiful voice that does the audiobook. I do the audiobook. You can have the audiobook right now. You can order it.
Wow. Wow. And you narrate the audiobook. So we get,
yes.
Not only do we get your voice, we get the book, we get your words. What kind of music do you recommend for men to select to get the party started? What kind of music?
Put on a little bit of classical behind it. I think some classical music
okay.
with my nasally voice behind it, on top of it, is really the best mix. That is the peanut butter and jelly of listening experiences.
Listen, I got a great first date idea right here in Kansas City. And that's because the World Cup is coming here. It starts in just a couple of days. And what?
And listen, Kansas City, I'm sorry to interrupt, Randy, underrated soccer town. I had no idea.
Oh, huge. Huge.
Huge. People, the current, they have the women's team, the men's team. This is like, I didn't realize it was such a soccer hotbed.
Yeah, I didn't either. And it's just been in like the last 10 years, the soccer thing has just exploded here in Kansas City. And now we get the World Cup and everybody goes, why is the World Cup in Kansas City? But it's just, it is. It's a huge soccer town. And to pick up your date for your first date and take her to the first World Cup match, I mean, that's a lock, right?
Randy, this is why you need the book, okay? You've made a mistake. No ticketed first dates. You can't have a ticketed first date.
Ah.
Okay? And I'm telling you, Randy, I'm helping you.
Yes.
First dates are about feeling each other out. Not feeling each other, feeling each other out mentally, okay? Don't get ahead of yourself, Randy. And when you have a first date, you want escape routes. You want to be able to have a quick drink, a quick coffee. You want to do something. I like al fresco coffee. To me, great first date because it's relaxed, it's laid back. You get an opportunity to show your personality, hear about their personality. When you go to a ticketed event, first of all, you're seated at your worst angle. I don't want anyone having to turn left and see my gullet. That's not where I'm at my best. I want straight on. When you take a picture, if you took a picture from your right side, you'd be like, oh my God, I need to take all the Ozempic that ever existed.
Okay, now that you bring up Ozempic, how about that for like your first gift? Maybe that's a Valentine's Day gift.
No. You can't give. Listen, Randy, you know how to set up a comedian because that's what my whole tour is about right now. My dad offered me his Ozempic. How horrific an experience that is. A man offers someone Ozempic.
That's
like offering someone a breath mint. You're self-conscious.
You're right.
You can't offer someone your Ozempic.
We're talking to Jared Fried here on the National Defense, and his book, Walking Red Flag, is out today. That reminds me
of... Please go buy the book, people. I promise laugh every page. My dad, I told him, I was like, maybe I'll make the New York Times bestseller list. Randy, my dad responded when I go, hey, Dad, I might make the New York Times bestseller list if enough people buy it. He went like this. He goes, oh. He started scoffing. I've never heard someone scoff so loudly at the idea of me having success.
I don't think I've ever heard a loud scoff.
Yeah, it was an audible scoff. This is my dad, who raised me, was like, I'm not going to make the New York Times. I was like, does anyone believe in me?
That reminds me, I mean, just the Ozempic, it reminds me when I was growing up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and among a large group of hillbillies, anytime somebody's medication, when they don't need it anymore, they will give it to another family member. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a prescription in Knoxville, Tennessee. You just keep sharing the same kind of medication. And I mean,
they don't even know your blood type. They're like,
no,
try it. They don't even know what the pill is. They're like, it might be Advil. It might be, Oxy. We have no idea.
Yeah, I gave my cousin a kidney. I mean, I didn't ask anybody. That's just the way it works in Knoxville. You're still on tour, right? You're touring everywhere?
Yes.
Yeah. And
touring everywhere. I never stop. I run around this country like crazy. So I do my stand-up show, and right now I'm on a little bit of a break to try and sell this book. So
yeah.
I'm doing tour for the book. I'm doing different stops around the country. I'm doing, what am I doing? I'm doing Philly, Boston, D.C., the nation's capital.
The nation's capital.
I'm going to Chicago and Denver. We're doing book talks, and people send in their dating profiles. We give them makeovers at the book.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Give me one crazy dating app story.
Oh, my God. I don't have... You know, the thing is, and this is the reason I wrote the book, is men generally don't have that crazy a stories, like, because men generally only go out with people, women that they're, like, attracted to. Like, that's a big thing where it's, like, men are so simple. We just go out with someone we're attracted to. A lot of women run into crazy dating stories because they give guys chances. They date based on potential. So a lot of women end up with guys that are like, I don't know about this guy, but he checked a couple boxes.
Yeah.
And then they end up out with some monster. And you're like, oh, my God. It's the funny part. Like, I moved to Florida, and you would, like, go on dates with women in Florida. They'd be like, the stories they had about guys pulling up in huge Ferraris, and then they'd be like, yeah, I rented it for the night so I could impress you. You're like, oh, my God, that would never happen for a guy.
You got to get the dating Bible. It's called Walking Red Flag, Jared Fried. Man, it's always great to talk to you, buddy. And great.
Randy, you're the best.
Great.
I love coming on your show, and I love that we're speaking to the troops
and good. All
the people that work so hard for this country. So I hope they know it means a lot to me and so many people. So thank you all for all your service. It's truly appreciated.
Thank you, Jared. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Is AI coming for your white-collar job?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
If your current role isn't contributing to the bottom line of your company, be prepared for what's going to happen next. And be smart in your career choice, because it will be replaced or eliminated.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And Ken Burns is back with us. Man, I mean, what hasn't this guy done? He's been making documentary films for almost 50 years. And since the Academy Award nominated Brooklyn Bridge in 1981, you know, the greatest documentaries ever made. The Civil War, baseball, jazz, the war, the national parks. And the list continues now because... 8 years in the making, The American Revolution. It's a new 6-part, 12-hour series directed by Ken Burns and his team, and it comes out in November. Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing really, really great. It's actually, we're up to 9.5 years since I said yes to the revolution, and when I said yes, nobody was talking 250. I didn't think about it. I just thought, wow, it's going to take us this amount of time, and about 4 years out, I went, wait a second. It's going to come out the year that the revolution began, and 250 years after the year that the revolution began in 75. What a great thing to help set the stage for all the celebrations we're going to have leading up to July 4th, 26, the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. But, wow. You know, Lexington and Concord is 15 months before that, and there's, you know, Bunker Hill is, you know, 13 months before that, and lots of stuff, good and bad and otherwise, is happening to the Patriot cause, and it was important to tell a complete story. We kind of hold the Revolution off as if it's an archaeological relic in amber. It's just guys thinking great ideas in Philadelphia, and that's a huge part of the story. But I don't think we realize how down and dirty, how violent the Revolution is, how much of a civil war it is also. And that's what we try to say. It isn't just Lexington and Concord, followed by the surprise attack at Trenton, followed by Yorktown, boom, done. It's about 50 battles. It's about all of these tensions of what a civil war does when your neighbor's a loyalist or your neighbor's a patriot, right, and you're a loyalist, whatever it might be. So we introduce you to all of the main characters and make them human again, not marble statues collecting bird, you know what, but real human beings that have flaws, that are rash, that are, you know, make mistakes and are also as great as they ever could be as human beings, and then introduce you to dozens of new people you've never heard about, from kids to women, to Native Americans, to blacks, to French soldiers, to German soldiers, to British soldiers and generals and prime ministers and kings, and the whole panoply of people who populate this cast. And so we literally have hundreds of first-person voices to complement the narration that's read by Peter Coyote. And while there are no photographs or newsreels, we make up for it with maps and with paintings and with drawings and with documents and with following the incredibly attentive reenactors who wear the French uniforms or the Patriot militia uniforms or the Patriot Continental uniforms or the British cavalry or the Germans. I mean, it is, they're people that you're watching and you're sure their underwear is correct. They need to come alive. And we didn't direct them on any given battle. We just filmed them for years and just collected this huge archive that then we would use to intermatch with it. And so it doesn't feel like those kind of cheesy reenactors stuff. It feels like it's an integral part. And I love maps, and maps are a huge part of this. So anybody, even someone not interested in military stuff, is going to understand what happened at Germantown, was going to understand what happened at Brandywine, to take two battles just, you know, before and after Philadelphia fell to the British, or what the biggest battle of the Revolution at Long Island was like, and how lucky George Washington was to get away with his army and his life and not have to surrender at that debacle, or Saratoga, or Yorktown, or all the stuff going on in the Carolinas. Really, to me, it was, for the last 9+ years, of like daily discovery. Like, whoa, I didn't know that. And I hope to pass on that kind of our discovery process so that everybody else who thinks they know about it or you know, whatever, this is the most important event in world history after the birth of Christ.
That's a big statement. We're talking to Ken Burns here on the National Defense, the new documentary, The American Revolution.
I'll tell you why. It's true, Randy, because before that moment, everybody's a subject under authoritarian rule. But there's one place, 13 former colonies clinging to the Atlantic seaboard, who are now citizens. This new concept, never before thought of, that have huge responsibilities to be virtuous, to be educating themselves. That's what the pursuit of happiness is, lifelong learning, to be tolerant of other religions, to not make an establishment of religion, to be able to invest in individual people the trust to govern themselves. It's the biggest idea since Christ.
What happened? What happened to all of that? You know, that's what I'm very excited about too, Ken, is that this could not come out at a better time in our country. And the way that the politics, the divisiveness, I mean, to get back to a concept like that, man, what a time.
Yeah, well, you know, it was very divided back then. And we're very divided now, so this is not unfamiliar to the course of stuff. This isn't the Civil War where we murdered 750,000 of our kind. But I think a story like this can help reinvest us with the energy that came at our founding.
Yeah.
I like to say, I want to put the us back in the U.S. That's an important thing to do. Like, I have spent my life making films about the U.S., but also us, all of the intimacy of us, and all of the majesty and complexity and contradiction and even controversy of the U.S. And that's the most privileged space I've ever been. And I think because we pulled out civics, we pulled out history from school,
yep,
that it's really important for us to be re-reminded, not the platitudes, not the political speeches, not the blah, blah, but the real in-depth nitty-gritty of the sacrifice. Look, this is Memorial Day weekend. The sacrifice that it took for us, when the chances were zero, of this ragtag group of colonists, rebels the British called us, patriots we called ourselves, to be able to defeat the greatest military power on earth. That is a stop-the-presses story, even if it didn't come along with these great ideas of the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's big stuff. I won't work, Randy, on a more important film than this.
Wow. Well, Ken, yeah, like most Americans, I can say that everything I know, I learned from Ken Burns. And, you know, to be able to paint, you know, pictures and images and stories about what you've done in the past, baseball, jazz, you know, most people go, well, yeah, I want to find out about that. But so how do you get them invested in the American Revolution?
Well, I think, you know, the best part of a story is telling them, approaching it at an angle you didn't think about.
Sure.
So the way, you know, we knock on the door, but we go in the back door, right? And all of a sudden you're in unfamiliar territory and you go, wow, I hadn't realized, I hadn't made that connection. And then I think David McCullough, the late historian, once told me that good history is thinking that it might not turn out the way you know it did.
Hmm.
Like, George Washington doesn't know he's going to win, right?
Right?
Why should we? Why don't we put ourselves in his shoes for a while and understand, or the shoes of a 15-year-old from Connecticut who's joined the Continental Army named Joseph Lund Martin, or a gal from Yorktown named Betsy Ambler, 10 years old when the war began, 16 when it ended, and her family's well-to-do but made refugees, and they spend most of the war trying to escape the British because Yorktown's really close to the water and the greatest navy on earth. So when you begin to see, nobody knows. Lincoln doesn't know when he goes to Ford's Theater
right,
what's going to happen. And so if you tell a story well, you go to Ford's Theater thinking maybe the gun will jam, or you go here at something you know is a loss, or you paint it so it is the inevitability that our comfort of our armchair looking back isn't there. And that's my job as a filmmaker, is to tell a story that as you're in it, you don't think it's necessarily going to turn out the way you know it did. And that's the greatest compliment I get over and over again. Not just, wow, I had no idea, I learned so many things, as you said kindly before, but also I was on the edge of my seat. I was showing some folks, newspaper guys, hardened journalists at a magazine that will remain nameless in New York City. I showed them the Battle of Long Island. Like, some of them live where this battle took place, and they had no idea.
Oh, wow.
But they all said, my heart was pounding. I didn't know how it was going to turn out.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right.
Ready, set, board.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
In at the end, and I said, great. And he was fantastic, and you'll see when you get there who he is. It's just an amazing cast. But Josh Lucas is I worked with for, 15 years, and he is going to scare the you-know-what out of you. reading George Rogers Clark, who is the great Indian fighter and Indian hater of the, the area up to the Mississippi River, what's now Illinois and Indiana and stuff like that. And, this is the Home Depot guy. I'm going to go, whoa, Josh, please, you're scaring me. A glory in war, and you think, oh, wait, this is sounding like Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now. And then, of course, that reminds you that human nature doesn't change. And so if you can make these people human, take the famous names and give them dimension, introduce you to new people that you probably don't know about, and some of them we had never heard about. Some of them even our academic and writer advisors hadn't heard about, and make them come alive for you. Now, you know, and you see them, you know, back at that time, either through a letter or a hand on a spinning wheel, if it's a woman, a loom, or in a garden, you know, over the dead bodies after a battle. I think it's a powerful experience for folks and a way to reinvest with the original energy of our founding, and maybe that's the way you help put us back in the U.S.
Yeah, I love that. We're talking to Ken Burns here in the National Defense, the American Revolution, new 6-part, 12-hour documentary series coming out. I mean, the research that you do, and especially you give somebody like you 9.5 years to think about something, and this is what you get. And you guys are actually taking this on the road, right?
Yeah, we've been out for months and months already with the clips. Some of the clips from episodes that are done. We've still got 2 episodes that aren't done, but we're sharing them. You know, we've been to the military academy at West Point. We've been to conventions of historians and social studies teachers. We've been to Richmond on the 250th anniversary of Patrick Henry, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. We've been in Williamsburg with lots of people talking about the 250th, been in Yorktown, been in Jamestown, been in Boston and Lexington and Concord. I just got back from Charleston and Raleigh and Nashville, which didn't exist, and Atlanta, which didn't exist, sharing it, you know, various clips. You know, we're heading back out on the road to Texas, to Dallas, to Austin, and to Houston. You know, we will travel by the end to 35 different cities all across the country. Even if you don't have, you know, a battle site there, the ideas are still central to who we are as a people. And I think it's as important in Honolulu and Juneau as it is in Boston or Charleston.
So, Ken, over the span of time that you've researched every day, you say you always find new things out. What was there one thing that maybe surprised you more than anything about the American Revolution?
You know, I would have to sort of say no, because there's every day was a constant surprise.
Sure.
But I think at the end of the day, it's just the fact that everything that we think about George Washington and has atrophied and sort of fallen away is all true. Without George Washington, we do not have a country.
Wow.
Full stop. Period. Doesn't happen. And who is this person? He's flawed, like we all are. He's rash. He runs out on the battlefield at Kip's Bay, and an aide has to grab the reins and pull him out of harm's way. He's just fearless. He does the same thing again at Princeton, and another aide puts his hands over his eyes, not wanting to see his commander killed. He comes into the battle at Monmouth Courthouse in the middle of New Jersey, and we're retreating, and all of a sudden, just his very presence stops the retreat, and it becomes an advance against the elite of the British fighting forces, you know, Tarleton and Cornwallis and all this stuff, protecting the army of General Clinton as he's abandoned Philadelphia and heading back to New York to sort of regroup. I mean, it's just an amazing moment, and he makes some bad decisions. You know, he doesn't protect his left flank at Long Island. He doesn't protect his right flank at Brandywine. It's a disastrous result, but without him, we don't have a country.
Wow.
Inspiring men to fight, kids to fight, inspiring Congress, inspiring newspapers, inspiring bankers to support this thing, inspiring us today. And so I guess at the end of my day, I got to say, wow. I mean, the way he's fallen into myth, you know, a dollar coin across the Potomac didn't happen, chop down the cherry tree, all the mythology that's grown up around him to hear the real stuff, to hear his weariness at some points, to hear his anger at another point, to hear his perseverance and his consistency and his fundamental understanding after his defeat at Germantown, when he had the day, he was pushing the British Army right out of their encampments, right back into Philadelphia, and then all of a sudden, through a fluke, not his fault, the battle turns and it's another American loss and British victory. And he suddenly realizes, you know what, as long as I don't surrender, I can keep this going. The British have to win. I don't have to win. And they're 3,000 miles away from the home office, and they didn't realize how big our continent is. And so he's a perfect insurrectionary force commander, as the historian Jane Kaminsky says. And then Joe Ellis says he comes to a fundamental thing, you know.
Well, and that's what I love, though. I think
that's our country.
I think that's the magic that you bring, Ken. I mean, you do turn all of these historical figures and, you know, awesome images into real people and with real problems and real flaws. But I think the reason that's so inspiring to all of us is that, you know, Washington wasn't born a great man. I mean, I think it should inspire us to say whatever we have within us, we can make it into something like that if we have to. And I think that's just the magic.
That's it. You said it. God bless you for saying it. He didn't know he was George Washington.
Right.
He didn't know he was the father of the country. He didn't know he was the indispensable man. Neither did a 32-year-old guy, one of five people on this writing assignment to declare independence, named Thomas Jefferson. He said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." There's nothing evident about the truth they're about to. Something like that on the earth. Everybody's been a subject up to this point, and he's investing us with new things, being a citizen, and a huge, huge responsibility. No higher office in the land than citizen. George Washington got that, retired his military commission, and then retired from the presidency without holding on to power. It's an example that is reverberates down the ages as the model of American leadership and goodness, and not transactional, but transformational behavior.
Hmm. Oh, man, I can't wait. I am 1,000% in The American Revolution, a new 6-part, 12-hour documentary series in November. It actually starts Sunday, November 16th, and for 6 consecutive nights through Friday, November 21st.
It's released the whole thing for streaming, so you can watch it whenever you want.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Which probably was not the case with a lot of your early documentaries.
No, it didn't exist, you know, so people would stay home for the Civil War and everybody would watch it. They ran out of blank tapes in the Washington, D.C. area, the VHS tapes. It's great anecdotal stories, but now it's like, what? You gotta, you know, your kids gotta play? Well, okay. You can still stream episode 2, the Monday night show, the 17th, whenever you want to, or you
cool.
can binge it. You know, I know a lot of people who are going to just watch the whole thing in one gulp.
That's me. I can't wait. Will there be any dancing from Hamilton?
Hamilton's there, and we do a lot of stuff where we take some familiar people, and we don't really invest in doing it because everybody knows, say, about Hamilton. Most people know about Jefferson. It's the people like, you know, we introduced in the opening seconds of episode 2, a guy who takes over Ticonderoga with Ethan Allen, a guy named Benedict Arnold. And until a third of the way through the 6th and last episode, you don't go, ooh. You know, you go, uh-oh, I've heard that name before. But up to this point, he's like one of Washington's best generals, you know, at Quebec, and particularly he's the hero of Saratoga, the great victory in which we forced the surrender of a British army that gives the French the confidence to come in on our side and not just secretly send us money, but to send us uniforms, money, troops, and a navy that makes the difference in the war. I mean, that's the way you want to do it. So Hamilton makes these little guest appearances, if you will, all up and down the thing. In fact, he's the guy who has to tell his commander-in-chief why Benedict Arnold isn't there and why the fortifications at West Point aren't built up the way Washington ordered him to do, and that, in fact, he was about to surrender it to a British spy named John Andre and take what Washington thought was the most important strategic position in the United States, West Point, and turn it into, you know, turn it over to the British. And the whole backstory, which I won't tell you or spoil, is unbelievably interesting. It involves spies and coded messages, which we decipher, and love affairs and all of that. It's, you know, the stuff of today's spy thrillers, and then you realize, as the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. Come November, we're going to party like it's 1775, the American Revolution.
Yes, please.
Ken, listen, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for the great work.
My pleasure. Great to talk with you again, Randy.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at Wounded Warrior Project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.